After 4 months of moving dirt, installing rebar, and pouring concrete, you know, building the foundation, Daly's place has finally gone vertical. Hello and welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. You know, Jaguars owner Shad Khan has a word that he uses to describe the complex that is under construction in the shadows of the south end zone of Everbank Field. He calls it iconic. And for the first time this week, people who come to the stadium or folks who drive by on the Hartbridge Expressway can see it rising out of the ground.
You know, it started with the thought of we needed an indoor practice facility. And at the same time, we believed that we needed to keep on trying to find a new and unique revenue streams to help us along towards our goal of a sustainable, stable NFL franchise here in Jacksonville. And to do it in a special way that, you know, not only benefits the Jaguars from a financial standpoint, benefits the Jaguars in terms of team preparation, but just as important, the wonderful things it's going to do for downtown Jacksonville.
They have a very detailed design, and it's planned out meticulously, but it's also flexible. No pun intended for the flex field. The design team in Kansas City is in constant contact with the team on site to get it right and to get the job done on time.
I mean, this is a very fast-track project. That means you actually start the construction before the design phase is complete. So we've been coming up out of the ground while we're still designing up at the top, and we have to plan for that all the way across to be complete before Memorial Day weekend. The idea is to have this thing open and done, and it is a very iconic design, and it's very unique.
One of Jacksonville's own has a big hand in the project. Susie Leary graduated from Terry Parker High and went to UNF. She's a project engineer and is working long hours to make sure Daly's Place is ready by the end of May. Needless to say, working on such an innovative project in her hometown is a great source of pride.
It's kind of surreal, you know, coming to work every day. I kind of have like a, you know, a sense of responsibility, a sense of pride to, you know, my friends and family, the people that I've known all my life, to say, hey, I'm doing this. You know, it's really just that'd be a small part of, you know, something great. And 20 years from now, we'll still look on it and say, like, hey, you know, I helped with that.
She's also a 10-year season ticket holder who's the only woman on the team and was the only woman on the team that built the scoreboards and the new north end zone. Clearly, she's the glue that holds the more than 80 guys on the job together to get the job done on time. Did I say that again? The Jaguars are focused on getting Daly's Place opened in time by the end of May. There is no fallback date. By the way, stay tuned. In the very near future, they'll have details on who will take the stage first Memorial Day weekend. Well, that'll do it for the construction edition of Inside the Jaguars, which is also presented by FanDuel. We'll see you on Sunday at noon for Jaguars.com Live.